Hello.
Hiya, is that Marcus?
Yes.
Good morning. It's Francesca from INS Law calling about your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Is now a good time to talk?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. So before we begin, I just need to take some details off you for data protection purposes, okay?
Right.
Yeah. So would I be able to get your full name, please?
It's Mr. Marcus Rowlands.
Perfect. And your date of birth?
28th of March 1968.
Perfect. And would I be able to grab your current address?
It's 15 Calder Place, Belfield, Kilmarnock, K13QL.
K13QL.
K1, yes.
In Belfield, did you say, yeah?
Yes.
And the email I have on file for you is rolandmarcus1968@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes.
And do you happen to recall the address that you would placed in prior to being in care?
Was the address that I was lived in before I went to care.
Yeah.
It was 52 Nowhead Road, shortly east Kilmarnock.
Newhead Road.
Nowhead Road.
Would you want to spell that for me? Sorry.
KNOWHEAD Road, shortly east Kilmarnock.
Perfect. Thank you. And would I be able to grab your parents' names?
It was David John Rowlands, that's my stepfather, and Emma Lisa Rowlands, that was my mother.
And do you know the name of your birth father or who's on your birth certificate?
Bernard Cairns McInnes.
What's that, sorry?
Bernard Cairns McInnes.
And would you want to spell the surname for me?
He's a so a second name, M small C I double N E S.
And do you have any prior names? So were you known as any different names whilst you were in care, or have you changed your name at any point?
Well, I never actually took my name on legally as Rowlands until I got married in 1987.
So were you a McKinney's before?
Yes, but I
Yeah.
always went through school under the name Rowlands.
And if you're registered with the GP at the moment, would I be able to take the name of the practice?
It's Dr. McGregor, Old Irvine Road, Kilmarnock.
Old Irvine Road Surgery, yeah?
Yes.
And in regards to contacting you, so you okay with email, phone calls, and text messages?
Yes.
Yeah, And just let you know as well, so all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes. So I appreciate the discussion experiences connected to this application can be difficult and upsetting. So please take your time during the call, and if you need a break, any further explanation or support or anything like that, just let me know, okay?
See, this is why I was calling.
Yeah.
I've did all this, and I still haven't heard anything back at all.
And who did you do it with?
I can't remember the name of the lawyers. It was an English lawyers firm that had the case. And apparently all the paperwork's been done, it's all been signed, and it's all been sent through. And it just, you should have received it last year in April.
You submitted it in April last year?
Yes.
Right, okay, it seems to be taking some time then, doesn't it? Okay, so I won't be able to assist you any further as you have signed contracts with another law firm. But if you get in touch with them and see where they're at with your case, and then if you're unhappy, obviously, if they're taking too long or anything like that, you're more than welcome to come over to us. So our time frame, so we do your initial application over the phone, and then we send it to redress. And then in a couple of weeks, then we usually hear back from them. And then we'll gather all of your records and things like that. We can complete then the full application following gathering everything like that, and it can take a couple months. So usually the full process, it should be done within about 10 months. So if you're unhappy with them, if they're taking too long, anything like that, you're more than welcome to come over to us. But unless you were to cancel with them, we won't be able to assist you any further, unfortunately.
Right, no worries.
And yeah, so you can either call them or you can call Redress and see if they have your case, see if it's been moved forward.
A phone number for Redress calling.
Let me grab that. Yeah, see which one's the best one for you. So it's
03-00.
That's okay.
03-00-244-9090.
Yeah. So if you give them a call and see if they've received your application, and if not, reach out to that law firm. And if they're not answering you or anything like that, you can send them an email and say you wish to withdraw, and then you can come over to us. Or if, hopefully, if they do respond, should be able to get an answer from them.
Right, thanks very much.
That's no problem. I'll close your file on our end, but it won't get rid of any data, and you're more than welcome to call us at any point, okay?
Right, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Right, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.